I know many of you still could not come to terms with the evil rampage happened 2 days ago at the elementary school in Connecticut.
我想大家心中可能都没有办法能表达自己的心情，当我们看到在两天前在康州的一个小学所发生的惨剧。
And if you have little kids or have little grandchildren, you may have a very heavy heart.
如果你有自己有儿女或者你有孙女的话，孙子孙女的话，那我想你的心里一定非常的沉重。
But I thank Brother Pastor Rob who offer three things through which we can ponder upon.
我很感谢 Rob Smith 牧师给我送了三条，让我们可以来从心里来感受。
And we as a follower of Jesus Christ, one thing we can do is to pray for the afflicted family.
我们作为主的门徒，我们作为他的跟随者，我们有可以做的第一件事情，就是可以为受难的家庭我们来祷告。
And the Bible clearly says that intercessory prayer is very powerful.
圣经告诉我们说，代祷是非常有能力的。
And the second thing we can ponder upon is the fact that this little children is now walking on the golden street around Jesus' feet.
那第二件事情我们可以思想的是，我们知道那些遇害的那些小孩子，他们现在可能都在主耶稣的身边。
And the third thing we can think about is this darkness through the tragedy may come out light, so that our heart, our mind, and our eyes can open to Jesus Christ.
那第三个我们可以思索的是，虽然在这个灾难当中好像我们看到的是黑暗，但这样的黑暗可以变为光明，能够让我们的眼睛，让我们的心灵能够看见主耶稣基督。
So our heart is sorrowful.
我们的心是悲伤的。
So I ask you to have a quiet moment to pray for the family.
让我们有段安静的时间来为这些家庭来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
If you missed the prayer meeting 2 weeks ago, you may question why Brother TC talk about this topic.
如果两个星期前你没有去参加祷告会的话，今天你听到 TC 弟兄的讲道，你可能会觉得奇怪，为什么会讲这样的一个主题？
Homosexual behaviors is a personal business.
好像我们只认为说同性恋好像是一个个人的一个选择。
And it's a private business.
好像是一个非常私人的事情。
And actually it's a bedroom business.
但是其好像是一个房间自己卧室里的事情。
Why you talk about this on the pulpit?
那为什么我们要在讲台上，主日讲台上来讲这样的一个话题呢？
And you're right.
好像对你说的没错。
If the Bible is silent on this subject.
如果圣经中没有关于这个方面的教导。
If the Bible said this is not a spiritual issue.
如果圣经没有说这是一个属灵的一个问题。
If Bible said this is not a moral issue.
如果圣经没有说这是一个我们道德的问题。
You are right, I have no right to stand here to talk about this subject.
如果是那样的话，对的，我没有资格在这里讨论这个问题。
But on the other hand, the Bible did talk about this very much.
但是我们知道，圣经里面有很多关于这个方面的论述。
And the Bible recognized this is a spiritual and moral issue.
圣经告诉我们说，这是一个属灵的问题，也是一个我们道德的问题。
So if this is the case,
如果是这样的情形，
Christians should take position and talk about it.
那我们作为基督徒，我们就应该起来，我们要表达我们自己的立场。
And the church leader should preach against it.
而且我们教会的领袖应该在讲道当中，我们要来提醒大家。
And because that is their responsibility.
因为这是教会领袖的一个责任。
If we turn to Acts chapter 20 and verse 28.
在《使徒行传》的第20章28节有这样的记载。
And I'm going to read it to you.
我会这样，我读给大家。
Keep watch over yourself and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with own blood.
使徒行传20章第28节。圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎。也为全群谨慎，牧养用自己血所买来的。
Keep watch over yourself. That means refer to the leaders.
啊，这里讲到说要自己谨慎，这里提到的就是教会的领袖。
And all the flocks which the Holy Spirit has made you overseer.
啊，因为圣灵令你们做了全群的监督。
So this is why church leader has an awesome responsibility.
所以我们可以看到教会的领袖其实有一个极大的责任。
And if we are not talk about this and ignore this, then we are a responsibility.
啊，如果我们不在教会中有这样的教导的话，那我们就是不尽责。
But as a Christian living in this society, we oftentimes confronted with an accusation.
啊，我们作为在当今时代生活的基督徒，我们经常会受到这样的指责。
Because we proclaim Jesus Christ is the only way.
因为我们说主耶稣基督是唯一的道路。
And we proclaim that the biblical moral value is what we have to embrace.
啊，我们也向世人宣告我们圣经中所教导我们的一些道德的观念。
And therefore people may accuse you that you are intolerant.
那在这个时候，我想世人可能就会指责我们说我们没有包容心，不宽容。
At the surface, it seems they are right.
好像从表面上看，他们的指责好像也有些道理。
Because this is a pluralist society.
啊，因为这是一个好像很
多元化
的社会。
But let me tell you, if you analyze carefully, it is very faulty logic.
但是如果你仔细的分析的话，你发现这样的逻辑其实是并不成立。
And let me give you some illustrations.
啊，让我来给你一些这样的一些例子。
For example, Frank and Christian are good friends. They decide to go out for lunch.
啊，举个例子说 ，Frank 和 Christian 他们是好朋友，他们一起去吃午饭。
And Frank said, "I like to go to Five Guys."
啊，那 Frank 可能说啊，我想去 Five Guys 这个餐馆吃饭。
And Christian said, "Why?"
啊 ，Christian 说啊，为什么呢？
Well, because their French fries is good and healthy.
因为 Frank 说啊，因为 Five Guys 的那个他的薯条非常的好吃，也很健康。
And Christian said, "I like Chick-fil-A."
啊，那Christian 说啊，可能我不行，我喜欢的 Chick-fil-A 这个餐馆。
Why? Because they are a Christian company.
啊，那个 Frank 说为什么呢 ？Christian 说啊，因为他是一个基督徒所拥有的这样的一个餐馆。
And even close on Sunday.
而且呢，他在那个餐馆在星期天还会是关门的。
So each one has their own reason.
啊，他们两个好像各自有各自不同的原因。
And also a legitimate reason.
好像听起来都是很有道理的一些原因。
And finally, Frankie said.
啊，最后 Frank 也这样说。
Okay, let's go to Chick-fil-A.
啊，那好，我们去 Chick-fil-A 吧。
Now I would commend Frankie for his tolerance.
啊，那我会表扬 Frank 说啊，他真是很宽容。
Now let me give you another illustration.
啊，那我现在给你另外一个例子。
So I'm going to talk about 雪景。
Okay, I'm using Jin as a
雪景
来做一个例子。
And one day he deposited $10,000 into his bank.
一天他我们假设他存了10,000块钱在银行的账户里。
So he was very happy, feeling that his money is safe.
啊，他觉得非常的开心，因为他觉得钱在银行里是很安全的。
But three weeks later, he received a bank statement.
啊，但是三个星期以后，他就收到了银行的这样每个月的一个账单。
Which states that his deposit is only $500.
啊，那上面就写着说啊，他的存款的话不是10,000块钱，只有500块钱。
Now, Jin, I don't know what you do.
啊，那我不知道说 Jin 会做怎么办。
You may say, okay, the bank manager said he's right, and I said I'm right, so we are both right. Forget it.
啊，也许 Jin 会说啊，这个银行的这个经理说，银行经理是对的，我认为我是对的，那我们大家都对，那我就把这件事情给忘掉了。
Or I can argue with the bank manager to find out what on earth is going on.
啊，那也许另外一个做法的话，我就会去跟这个银行的经理去讨论，看看说我们到底是怎么回事，谁是对的。
Now, if you argue with the bank manager and then accuse you as intolerant, what would you think?
啊，如果你去跟银行的经理去有这样的争论的时候，我指责你说，我说你不宽容，你会怎么想？
Now, why in one case tolerance is good and the other case tolerance is stupid?
啊，为什么在一个情况下好像宽容是好的，在另外一个情形下好像宽容其实是很愚蠢的事情？
The answer is truth matters.
啊，那我想答案就是真理事实才是最重要的。
Now if I set 2 plus 2 equal to 4 and then you set 2 plus 2 equal to 5 and I will argue with you.
啊，如果我说2加2等于4，然后你又告诉我说2加2等于5的话，那我会跟你辩论。
And probably no one will accuse me as you science and programmers and being intolerant.
啊，那我想大家没有谁会指责我说好像我是一个不宽容的人，如果我在这件事上跟你争论的话。
Now if I said homosexual behavior is wrong.
啊，如果我跟你说啊，同性恋这样的一个问题是同性恋是坏的，是错的。
And somebody will accuse me that, see, you are intolerant.
啊，那我想可能在如果说了这样的话的话，有些人可能就会指责我说，说我是没有包容心。
And I will say to him that you are intolerant because you are not tolerate my statement that homosexuality is bad.
啊，那其实反过来我会说，其实你是不包容的，因为你没有包容我，不允许我说这样的话。
Actually, your intolerance is the worst kind.
啊，而且其实你的所谓的不包容，其实是最糟糕的一种不包容。
Because you claim tolerant, but you're not tolerant.
啊，因为你嘴上说的是包容，但是其实你内心并不包容。
Either you're stupid.
啊，也许
you are hypocrite.
啊，也许你有是愚蠢的，或者说你是虚伪的。
So young man, don't be fooled at school.When people accuse you of being intolerant.
啊，所以年轻人你们在学校的时候啊，不要被愚弄了。如果有人来指责你说你是不包容的时候，不要被愚弄。
Now I'm going to tell you a Bible story first.
啊，那现在在这个时候，我要给大家来讲述一个圣经中记载的故事。
But before I say that, I would say that since truth matters,
啊，那在我
so we must know the truth.
那在我开始这个故事之前，我想再提醒大家一下，既然事实真理是重要的话。那我们就要来看看真理是什么。
Now I have to make a proclamation first, and you have to accept it at this moment.
啊，那我会有这样的一个宣告。那在这个时候，你先要来接受我的这个宣告。
Because in a very difficult learning, it's not a linear process; it's a recursive process.
啊，那因为在一个很复杂的一个学习过程的话，它不是一个线性的过程，而是一个回归的过程。
And all the college students know that in order to understand chapter 1, you have to understand chapter 3.
OK, 我想所有的在大学的同学生他大家都能够明白，如果你要能够明真正的要能明白第一章的话，其实你要需要明白第三章。
But when you go to chapter 3, it refers to chapter 1 again.
啊，因为你到了第三章的时候，你还需要看到第一章。
So it is true in theology.
啊，在我们讨论的这个神学的问题上。
So first you have to accept something as true, and then later on you prove it.
啊，我们刚开始先要能够接受一些事情，把它当作是真实的，然后我们在后来的阶段可以再继续来证明它是对的。
So I'm going to proclaim that the Bible has truth.
啊，那我要大家宣告的就是，圣经所讲的都是真理。
Actually, all truth belong to God.
啊，其实我们所有的真理都从神而来。
This is from Francis Schaeffer.
啊，这是从 Francis Schaeffer 说的话。
Now, one day, the three men visit Abraham.
啊，有一天有三个人去拜访了亚伯拉罕。
And two of them are angels.
啊，其中两个是天使。
Another one I called the Son of Man, which is the theologian said is a pre-incarnate Christ.
啊，那第三个人的话呢？啊，我们在这里有时候叫他人子。有些神学家认为，其实他是在是神在成人之前。
基督
入
成
道成之前。
Yeah. Now the Son of Man said to Abraham.
啊，那这个人子就对亚伯拉罕说
So next year by this time you will have a son.
啊，他就告诉耶稣说，他就告诉亚伯拉罕说，啊，明年的这个时候你会有一个小孩。
Now considering Abraham and Sarah are almost 100 years old.
啊，我们考虑到在那个时候亚伯拉罕和撒尔都已经是有100岁了。
And then the son of man sent the two boys to Sodom.
啊，那然后呢，人子又把这两个天使送到了索多玛。
And then Abraham asked why.
啊，那亚伯拉罕就说问为什么。
And the son of man said to him that because I want to destroy this city.
啊，人子就告诉亚伯拉罕说我要毁掉索多玛这个城市。
Now Abraham is a very kind man.
啊，那我们知道亚伯拉罕是一个非常善良的人。
And he prayed to this son of man.
啊，他就向这个人子来祷告。
And he said if we have 50 people in the good people in the city, would you destroy this city?
啊，他祈求说，如果这个索多玛这个城市如果有50个义人的话，你还会毁灭这座城市吗？
And the son of man said no.
啊，那人子就说不。
But you don't have 50.
啊，他说如果你有50人的话，我就不会毁灭。
What about 45?
那亚伯拉罕说，那如果有45个义人呢？
And the son of man said, you don't have 45 righteous men.
啊，那人子说，其实你没有45个义人。
Now what about 30?
啊，亚伯拉罕又说，那好，那如果是30个人呢
？And what about 30 and 20？
啊，如果是30个人或者是20个人呢
？And the son of man said, even if you have 20
righteous man, I will not destroy this city.
啊，那人子说，即使你只有二十个义人的话，我也不会毁灭这座城市。
Now here we have a very important point to remember.
啊，在这个地方我们有一个很重要的一个观念，我们要来记住。
That is our God is slow to anger.
我们看到神是不轻易发怒。
He's merciful and full of love.
他是慈爱充满了爱的神。
Okay, just remember that.
我们先记住这一点。
Now these two men went to Sodom.
那我们看到这两个 angel, 他这两个天使来到了索多玛。
And once they arrived at the city,
当他们来到了索多玛这座城以后
,and Lot, which is the nephew of Abraham, came out from the house and greet him.
啊，那罗德他们就从罗德，也就是亚伯拉罕的侄儿，他从房子里出来去迎接他们。
And they said, I will have my servant wash your feet and then come and stay with us instead of staying in the square, that is the street.
啊，那罗德就对他们说，啊，你可以到我家里来，我仆人帮你洗洗脚，你就不用住在城里。
So these two men came and have dinner with Lot.
啊，那这两位天使就进了罗德的家，然后他们和罗德他们一起来吃饭。
And during the dinner, there's a big commotion outside the house.
啊，那在这个吃饭的时候，外面就有很多的事情，很多的喧闹。
And people from all corner of the city gather together at the outside of his house.
啊，那城里很多的人，不论老幼，就都来到了罗德家外。
And then they pound on the door.
他们开始来敲罗德家的门。
And Lot came out.
啊，那罗德就出来。
And said, What do you guys want?
啊，那罗德就问他们说，你们想要干什么？
And this mob said, we want to have sex with these two men inside the house.
啊，那这两个外面这些人就说，把你的家里的两个客人带出来，让我们任意而为。
And who are these people? They are not only young, but old people too.
啊，那这些人是什么人呢？他们其实不单只是好像年轻人，他们也有老人。
And then all of a sudden, one of the men inside the house pulled Lot inside the house and then shut the door.
啊，那这个时候里面的人就把罗德从外面拉回到家里，然后把门给关上。
And then another angel caused a great blindness among the crowd.
啊，那另外一个天使就让这里外面的那群人都瞎了眼。
And then Lot even said to them,
啊，罗德也对他们说，
I have two virgin daughters. You may have sex with her, but not these two men.
啊，他说我有两个女儿，而且是处女，你们可以任意而行，但是不要碰我家里的两个客人。
Now think about this, offering your own daughter to be raped by these people is very bad.
啊，你能想一想，在当时情形下，把自己的女儿献出来，让人家任意而为，是多么糟糕的一件事情。
But Lot rather have her daughter disgrace than have this man have homosex behavior with these two men inside the house.
但我们看到罗德，他宁愿这样的事情发生，也不愿意让他们家里的两位天使被带到外面去。
Now, to make the long story short, God indeed destroyed the city.
好，我们把故事长话短说，我们看到最后神他真正的毁灭了索多玛这座城市。
Now, a minute ago, we said this God is slow to anger and have compassion and merciful God.
啊，我们前面刚才提到了，我们看到神是不轻易发怒，是充满了恩典慈爱的神。
And now he came down and destroyed two cities.
啊，那我们看到就在那么一下，他就下来毁灭了两座城市。
Not only Sodom, but Gomorrah also.
啊，不但是有索多玛，还有俄摩拉。
Okay, so we can see that homosexuality is very bad in the sight of God.
啊，所以我们从这样的故事当中，我们可以看到，在神的眼中，同性恋是非常糟糕的事情。
But you may argue with me that, well, this is maybe just your inference. God did not really say it.
啊，也许你可能会反驳说，这只是我自己的一个推论而已。神好像并没有直接说这样的话。
Maybe God destroyed these two cities for other reason.
啊，也许神毁灭这两座城市是因为其他的原因。
Okay, fair enough. Let me guide you to another verses.
好，那行，那我们再看看另外的一段经文。
It is recorded in Leviticus chapter 18.
啊，那这段经文是记在利未记的第18章。
And I'm going to read this three verses all together.
啊，那我先用英文来读三节。
That is 21, 22 and 23.
在18章的21到23节。
21. Do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Molech, for you must not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Young baby, 21.
不可使你的儿女金火归于摩洛，也不可以亵渎你神的名，我是耶和华。
Now let's skip to verse 23.
好，我们现在先跳，我们跳到23节。
Do not have sexual relationship with an animal and defile yourself with it. A woman must not present herself to the animal to have sexual relationship with it. That is a perversion.
不可与兽淫合，玷污自己。女人也不可站在兽前与他淫合，这本是逆性的事。
Now, on one hand, you see a very terrible sin that is sacrifice your own child to an idol.
啊，我们看到前面所提到的是一个非常非常糟糕的一个现象，是让自己的现象让自己的儿女精火归于摩洛这样的偶像。
Another one is very terrible perversion that is.Human being have sex with animals.
啊，那另外一个是同样的糟糕，是人和兽发生关系。
Now between these two abominable, hideous, ugly, horrible, repulsive sin, then there's a very important verse in between.
啊，在这两个非常糟糕、可怕、恐怖的这样的罪行之中间，还有另外的一个，另外一点。
That is verse 22.
啊，那就是在第二十二节。
Do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman.That is detestable.
22节，不可与男人苟合，像与女人一样，这本是可憎恶的。
Now the way God places this particular prohibition between the two terrible sins tells about what level God considers this behavior is.
啊，那神把这个同性恋的这段经文放在两个他非常禁止的两件事情的中间，可以表达出神对同性恋有多么的憎恶。
Now, if you think it's not clear enough, I give you a more direct one.
啊，如果你觉得这个还不够清楚的话，我可以给你一个更加清楚直接的。
It is also recorded in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13.
啊，那同样是记载在利未记，是在二十章的十三节。
If a man lies with a man, as one lies with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable. They must be put to death. Their blood will be on their own head.
利未记二十章十三节，人若与男人苟合，像与女人一样，他们两人行了可憎的事，总要把他们致死，罪要归到他们身上。
You know, it's terrible. It's clear.
这是多么可怕的一个事情。
And they deserve a capital punishment.
啊，而且这样的一个可怕的事情会带来的是生命，丧失生命。
Now you still can argue with me saying, okay, this is our Old Testament things.
啊，也许你还会跟我争论说啊，这个好像只是旧约里面的说法。
那 what about in the New Testament time？
在新约当中又是怎么说的呢
？Did Jesus is graceful and merciful？
啊，我们知道耶稣是是有恩典有慈爱的。
And Jesus brought love and grace to this world？
啊，主耶稣基督也把恩典把慈爱带到了这个世界。
And he also gave us joy and peace and kindness and gentleness？
啊，他也给了我们喜乐平安。
啊 ，maybe New Testament is different。
啊，也许新约的时代是个完全不一样的时代。
Okay, let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 6.
那我们就来看看格林多前书的第六章。
And I'm going to read verse 9 and verse 10.
我们来读第九到第十节。
Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexual immorality, nor idolater, nor adulterers.Nor male prostitution, nor homosexual offenders.
你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做门通的、青蓝色的。
And after we talk about homosexual behaviors, it continues. Nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkard, nor slanderer, nor swindler, withinheritance the kingdom of God.
偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的都不能承受神的。
Now here we come to a very important point.
啊，这里我们提到一个非常重要的一个观点。
And homosexual behavior is not just a moral issue.
啊，我们看到这里提到的观点就是同性恋不单只是一个道德方面的问题。
It talk about that if you commit this kind of sin, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
啊，这里要说，如果有这样的罪的话，就没有办法承受神的国。
So this is a spiritual issue also.
啊，所以这也是一个属灵的问题。
Now it's very clear in the Bible, in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament.
啊，所以在圣经当中，不论是旧约还是新约当中，都有很清楚的观点。
And the Bible also says homosexuality can cause a decay of a nation or a civilization.
啊，而且在圣经当中也提到，啊，同性恋的问题可以带来整个社会、整个国家的毁灭。
And I'm going to read a pretty lengthy passage, but I'm going to break down in three sections.
好，我现在大家读一段蛮长的经文，那我会把它分成三节来读。
If you have the Bible, you can turn to Romans chapter 1.
啊，如果你有圣经的话，可以翻到圣经的罗马书第一章。
And we start from verse 20, and then the first section ended in 24.
啊，我先从第二十节，第一章的第二十节读到第二十四节。
And I'm going to read it all together, and then Yihan will read it later.
我们先用英文来读，然后Yihan弟兄再用中文读。
And this is a very familiar passage.
啊，这是我们大家都非常熟悉的一段经文。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible quality, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Verse 21. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God, nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish heart were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise,They became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over to the sinful desire of their hearts, to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another.
罗马书第一章二十节到二十四节。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能看见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行淫污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
Now this is the first stage of a decay of a nation or civilization.
啊，那这是一个国家，一个社会，或者是一个文化。
And it's a
第一段。
And I call it a humanism.
啊，这也是所谓的人，我把它叫做是一个人本主义的这样的一个。
Now what does humanism mean?
啊，那我们知道这个人本主义代表了什么含义呢
？It replaces God with man.
啊，它就是用人来取代神。
And it replaces God's things with man's things.
啊，用人的事情事物来取代神的事物。
And it displays God as a head, and enthrone man as his own boss.
啊，就是让人来登位做王，而取代了神做王。
The wisdom of the Bible as a guiding principle is replaced by man's own wisdom, achievement, capacity, and capability.
啊，那圣经中的所有的教导本来是我们生命当中我们的指导，但是人却把它用人的高言大志来取代了。
And this nation is well in stage one.
啊，那我们现在美国已经完完全全的已经超过了这样的一个阶
段。And you can say that the legislature set up laws to forbid teaching Bible and teaching creation.
啊，那我们看到在其实很多的这个地方，我们有这样的法律说不让我们来传递神的创造。
And then they accuse Christian of being intolerant.
而且很多人也会指责基督徒，他们是指责基督徒是不宽容的。
Now after this first stage of decay, and then we come to the beginning of the second decay.
啊，那这毁坏的这个第一阶段以后，就来到了我们毁坏的第二阶段。
And verse 25 and verse 26, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations with the unnatural ones.
25到26节，他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物。不敬奉那造物的主，主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿们。因此，神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。
And this is the second stage, which I call the spiritual hardness.
啊，那这是国家和社会堕落的第二个的阶段，我把它叫做是含属灵的一个刚硬。
Because they begin to worship money. worship power and worship sex.
因为在这样的一个阶段当中，我们看见人开始所崇拜的是金钱、是地位、是性。
And moral relativism is the mood of this society.
啊，那在这样的一个阶段当中，我们看到一个最典型的例子就是道德的相对论。
When we proclaim that the Bible is the authority of God, and they question authority.
啊，当我们说圣经是唯一的真理的时候，他们就来挑战我们说到底什么样是真理。
And G.K. Chesterton, which is a 19th century British writer, is right when he said.
啊，有这样的一个英国的作家，在19世纪的英国的作家这样写道。
When a man stops believing in God, he doesn't then believe in nothing, he believes in anything.
啊，当人不再相信神的时候，他不是什么都不相信，相反，他却是相信所有的事情，任何的事情。
So this is an idolatry of the worst kind.
啊，所以我们看到这是一个
最坏的
坏
偶像。Yeah. And then we go to the third stage of the decay of the civilization.
啊，我们看到这个进入国家社会一个堕落的第三阶段。
That is homosexuality.
啊，那就是一个同性恋。
Here is the word of God, verse 27.
啊，这也是在圣经中记载的，在27节。
In the same way, the man also abandoned natural relationship with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent act with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, gave them over to the depraved mind.To do what ought not to be done.
27到28节，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受着妄为当得的报应。他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
So today we see our society recognize homosexuality.It's not only a closet behavior.
啊，那我们看到在当今的社会，我们已经不再认为同性恋的问题好像是一个隐秘的问题。
And it's recognized as a completely acceptable lifestyle.
啊，那现在好像被大家已经看成是一个完全可以接受的一个生活的方式。
And then it was also approved and normalized as right.
好像也是一个被大家所完全接受。承认的一个这样的一个生活方式。
Now it's very important to read verse 29.
啊，那么这很重要的，我们要来看看第29节。
Actually, homosexuality is not just a particular sin.
啊，其实同性恋不只是好像某一个罪。
And once it happened, the hell breaks out.
啊，当这样的罪发生的时候，我们看到地狱的门就打开。
They have become filled with every kind of wickedness.
会有各种各样的一些邪恶的事情。
Evil, greed, and depravity, they are full of envy, murder, strife, dissent, and malice, and they are gossipers.
装满了各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈和。
So you can see that once we enter into the third stage, and every kind of wickedness came out from the society.
啊，可以看到当我们进入这个第三阶段以后，那很多的罪恶、很多的邪恶就会出来。
And such as promiscuity，
啊，和像滥交的这样的问题。
And sex outside the perimeter of marriage，
啊，或者是婚外的性关系。
Or pre-marriage sex，
啊，或者是婚前的性关系。
So as parents， we have to be very careful with our teenager boys and girls。
啊，所以我们作为父母的话，我们对我们的子女真的非常要注意。
When my children was young, I always said to my wife, "Okay, sometimes you have to let them make some mistakes, otherwise they would never learn."
啊，当我的孩子年幼的时候，我经常对我太太说，有些时候你要允许你的孩子犯错，否则的话他们不会成长。
But one thing I do not allow.
啊，但是有一件事情我是绝对不允许。
And I keep reminding them that premarital sex is unacceptable in this family.
啊，那我一直提醒他们说，啊，婚前的性关系是绝对不被允许的。
So, this is very important for parents.
啊，这是对我们在座的所有的父母来说都是非常重要的。
And when my daughter was engaged,
啊，当我的女儿订婚了以后
，and I encouraged them to, get married as quick as possible because the engagement is just give you time to prepare for the wedding.
啊，他们订婚了以后，我就鼓励他们能够尽快的能够啊举行婚礼。
And when young people after their engagement is the most vulnerable time.
啊，我们知道当年轻他们订婚了以后，其实这段时间是他们最容易受到诱惑的时候。
So as parents, we have to be very careful.
啊，所以作为父母，我们要非常的小心。
And a church leader, I have to remind you from time to time.
啊，而且对于我们教会的领袖，我们也是要非常的小心，都要。
And then we not only accuse the illegitimacy of homosexuality.
啊，我们不单是讲到好像这个同性恋好像是有个不合适的、不合法。
And we are going to care about those people who have this vile behavior.
啊，但是我们同样，我们也要关心那些好像有这样一个可耻的这样行为的人。
And let them know this is not good for them.
我们应该要向他们指明、指出，这对他们是不合适的。
Now, a newspaper reporter in California did a several expose.
啊，那在加利福尼亚州的一份报纸有这样的一些报道。
And they talk about that is nothing gay about homosexuality.
啊，就说没有什么值得骄，没有什么好像快乐的。
You know, gay also means homosexuals, and also means the English word very happy.
呀，这同性恋没有什么好像很快乐的。
And it points out loneliness is one important factor.
啊，他们指出说，好像这个孤单是这个同性恋的一个很。
And then they are very easily to drag into drug and alcoholism.
啊，而且他们非常容易就陷入啊吸毒或者是啊这酗酒这样的状况。
And these people are unkind or vicious to other people, even with their partners.
啊，很多时候他们也是对他们也非常的凶恶，即使是对他们的同伴。
So their lifestyle is full of sadness and tragedy.
其实他们的生活当中，他们生活的形态里面，其实有很多的一些悲哀的事情。
And this reporter said their lifestyle is really a self-destructive lifestyle.
所以他们这样的生活方式是一个自我毁灭的一个生活方式。
And then another person by the name of his Dr. Paul Cameron.
那另外一位是叫Paul Cameron 的这样博士，他也这样
说。Now he used to be a gay, and then he repent and become a Christian.
他本来其实他也是一个同性恋者，但是后来他悔改啊，成为一个基督徒。
And then they look at ten homosexual journals across the country.
啊，他看了大概有十个啊同性恋的期刊。
And edit all the obituary from these journals.
啊，他看了这些期刊当中所有的这些讣告。
And they have a sample size of 4,000 homosexuals.
啊，这里有大概有4000个人的这样的同性恋者的。
And he wrote a book by the name of the entitled Homosexual Lifespan.
啊，他这个他写了一本书，书的题目就是同性恋者的生命。
Now this is his finding.
啊，这是他所的寿命，这是他们所看到的关于同性恋者的寿命。
And you can find this on the website.
啊，你也可以在网络上可以看到他的这个。
And it says suicide rate is 20 times more than the average U.S. citizen.
他发现说同性恋者他们的自杀率比普通人要高20倍。
Murder rate is 83 times more than average American.
那凶杀案的发生率大概是83倍。
And mostly within the gay communities.
特别是说这些凶杀案是在这同性恋他们的社区里面。
Now, the average age of American is 75.
那我们看到我们美国人，我们普通美国人的平均的寿命是75岁。
That scared me a little bit.But the homosexual with AIDS is only 36.
那我们看到同性恋他们有同性恋者他们有得到这个艾滋病的他们的寿命大概只有43岁平均寿命。
And homosexual without AIDS is 43.
对不起，有艾滋病的平均寿命是36岁，那没有艾滋病的同性恋他们的平均寿命是43岁。
And it comes to the conclusion.Saying homosexuality plays out as the most deadly lifestyle.
所以他得出这样的一个结论，同性恋这样的生活方式是最致命的。
It's worse than smoking.
它比吸烟还要糟糕。
Worse than alcohol abuse.
也比酗酒还要糟糕。
And worse than working in a uranium mine.
也比你在一个铀的这样铀矿的环境中工作还要糟糕。
And it says whoever decides to call homosexual gay must have a terrible sense of humor.
他说不论是谁说同性恋是很快乐的话，那肯定是有一个非常糟糕的幽默感。
Now here, we come to the very pointed question.
那现在我们就到了一个我们很关键的一个问题。
So we as a follower of Jesus Christ, what we should do?
啊，我们作为基督的门徒，我们该怎么做呢？
Now we are called to change the world.
啊，我们有这样的使命，我们要来改变这个世界。
We are called to be a salt and light of the society.
啊，我们也有这样的使命，成为这个世界的光和盐。
But tonight I'm not going to talk about the lofty statements.
啊，那我今天不想跟大家讨论一些好像很高深的问题。
And before we are going to change the community, the society, the nation, and the world,
啊，当我们想要来改变我们的社区、我们的国家、我们的世界的时候，
we must start from our family first.
啊，那么首先要做的就从我们的自己的家庭开始。
And we start from our church first.
啊，从我们的教会开始。
And I discovered that in order for people to embrace certain worldview, he must go through three stages.
啊，那我发现，当一些人他们要能够接受一些世界观点的时候，他们要经过三个不同的阶段。
And they may not be in a certain prescribed sequence.
啊，也许他们的这个阶段并不是按照我们预先我们想象的那个顺序。
And may not everyone has to go through these three stages.
而且也不一定说每个人都必须要经过三个阶段。
Now the first stage is the what I call a theoretical stage.
啊，那第一个阶段我把它叫做是一个理论上的一个层次。
That is, as a church, we have to teach the truth of God.
啊，那我想作为我们教会的话，我们就要在这个神学观念，在理论上，我们要来教导关于神的功课。
How are we going to do that?
那我们该怎么样做呢？
We're going to teach the people through the pulpit.
啊，那我们要通过我们的讲台来给大家这样的教育。
And we're going to teach the people through the Sunday school, which we will have next year.
啊，我们也要通过我们的逐日学来给大家这样的教导。
Or maybe Bible study during the Friday night or some other time.
啊，我们也可以通过我们的查经来学习。
So therefore the Sunday school curriculum is very important. We have to design carefully.
啊，所以我们逐日学我们的课程的设计非常的重要。
And of course we have to talk about the absoluteness of God's truth.
啊，我们当然我们会要谈到的一定是关于神的。
And the authority of the scripture.
啊，我们也谈到神的话语所用的全部的真理。
And the second level is what I call the art level.
啊，那第二个层面的话是好像艺术方面的层面。
And it's in undeniable that music, performance, art, and movie are influenced this society greatly.
啊，我们想我们大家都没有办法否认，我们现在的社会当中，我们不论是音乐或者我们电影，我们各样的一些艺术的艺术形式，对我们社会有很大的影响。
And after my retirement, I just spent a little bit of time to study philosophies.
啊，那我啊退休了以后，我现在有时间，我来看一些关于哲学方面的书。
And at the beginning, I was surprised how come this great thinker also involved in writing a playwright.
啊，那我刚开始的时候我很吃惊，为什么有很多的一些思想家，他们也开始在一些剧本的创作上有关系。
And Bertrand Russell is one of them.
啊，那群人有个叫 Russell 的是其中的之一。
And I will point out that Russell have a great influence to the modern Chinese during the Five Four Movement.
啊，那其实这个罗素的话，其实对中国的五四运动，近代的五四运动有很大的影响。
And he was an atheist.
啊，但他是一个不信，他是无神论者。
Another one is John Paul Sartre for existentialism.
啊，那另外一个是 John Paul， 他呢是存在主义的一个信徒。
And then I read this thing and found out very difficult to understand.
啊，那我有时候读他的东西，我真的是很难能够明白他在说什么。
But one day I read of his story he wrote and by the entitled No Exit.
啊，那有一天我读了他写的一个这样的一个故事，那题目就是好像毫无出路，没有出路。
And then I begin to understand this despair philosophy.
啊，当我读了他的这个剧本以后，我就能够明白他好像很绝望的这样的一个哲学态度。
Now on the positive side, I see R.C. Sproul, Ravi Zachariah, C.S. Lewis, and also wrote novel and for children.
啊，那我看到有很多的一些神学家，像 R.C. Sproul 这样的一些神学家，他们也写了很多的一些为年轻人小孩子写了很多一些故事书籍。
And during the small group andI come to understand why George emphasized on playing games.
啊，这也是因为这样的原因，我就能慢慢能够理解为什么我们在小组聚会的时候，啊 ，George 弟兄很赞成我们要有一些小的一些游戏。
And I find that is very important.
啊，因为我认为那其实是很重要的。
Not only to connecting people, but to instill the biblical value into their mind.
啊，不单我们可以好像有弟兄姐妹之间的一个联络，而且更重要的，我们可以把我们的神的话语能够通过这样的游戏放入到大家的心中。
And one thing I would suggest to George is after the game, maybe you give a short sermon and telling what this game is all about and to achieve the purpose.
啊，那我给啊George弟兄的建议是，那我们玩了这样的游戏以后，也许George弟兄或者George弟兄可以给我们一个短讲，能够让我们明白这个游戏它背后所要告诉我们的一些意义。
And my mother-in-law came to Jesus at his old age through music.
啊，那我的岳母啊，她老年的时候，她接受主耶稣，她就是通过音乐，通过圣诗来接受了主。
And then I dragged her to the church.
啊，那我把她带到了教会。
She said she doesn't understand the Bible and don't know what the pastor was talking about.
啊，她那时候跟我说啊，她其实不是很懂这个圣经，她也不是非常的明确，你明了啊牧师所说的话。
But through the music and the words in it, caused him to know who Jesus was.
啊，但是因为她听到了赞美诗啊，赞美诗里面的歌词，让她能够知道谁是主耶稣。
So I would suggest the our music worship team to pay attention on the words also.
啊，那我就建议我们的啊，我们敬拜的团队，我们在带诗歌上，我们也很注意我们诗歌的歌词。
And then the third level is what I call the kitchen table level.
啊，那第三个层面啊，我把它叫做是好像啊餐桌的层面。
And when my son Tim was young,
啊，当我的儿子 Tim 还年轻的时候
，And actually one day he talked to me, Dad, why don't you read Bible to me?And before I go to bed,
啊，那有一天他就对我说啊，爸爸，你能不能在我睡觉前能给我读一段圣经呢
？So this Bible reading project is not initiated by me.
啊，那其实这样的一个读圣经的这样的一个事情，并不是从我开始的。
And I was ashamed and awakened.
啊，我其实感到很惭愧。
So from that time on, I read Bible, two pages every night.
啊，所以从那个以后，那个时候开始。我每晚都给 Tim 读两页的圣经。
I read one page, he read another page.
啊，那我读一页，他读一页。
And I set up a rule, said no discussion, but because it doesn't, this project will not last long.
啊，那我给他定了这样的一个规矩，我说我们读圣经时候我们不讨论，因为如果我们有太多的讨论的话，我确定我们这个读圣经的这个过程不会
持续太久。So for long term project, we must to make it simple.
啊，所以我们要做一个很长期的这样的一个项目的话，我们一定要保证这个项目它的过程是简单的。
But this constant reading of the Bible has some effect.
啊，即使我们没有讨论，但是我们不停的读圣经，对我们对 Tim 还是有很大的影响。
Because every night during the dinner time, he begin to ask question.
啊，这就是为什么第二天到了吃晚餐的时候，他就开始要问各样的问题。
And then when we on a long distance trip to somewhere, and inside the car, everybody cool up in there, he begin to ask question.
啊，那我们有时候开车去长途旅行的时候，他也开始来问问题。
And I also try to tell myself that I better serious about his question.
啊，那我也告诫我自己说，我对他的问题非常的重视。
And those who have little kids know kids ask good question.
啊，我想有小孩的，我们都知道，小孩子其实有时候问很好的问题。
Some little kids 3 years old will ask you, "Who made God?"
啊，有些很小的小孩，像3岁小孩，他可能会问的问题。那神又谁又创造了神呢
？How would you answer, Yan An? So it's not easy.
啊，我想这个其实真的也不是很好回答的问题都。
And it help us to grow in Christ.
啊，但是这个会让我们促进我们成长，让我们属灵生命成长，在主里成长。
And let's go back to the art level.
啊，那我们又回到我们的这个艺术的层面。
I came to Jesus through the theoretical level because I attend Bible study and I ask question.
啊，那我。人信主是要我有经过了首先经过了这个理论的这个层面我有参加了主日学
And once my mind had been persuaded by the truth of God but I still refused to become a Christian
啊，即使那个时候我的头脑好像已经认识到神但是我还是拒绝来接受神
Now another level is the kitchen table level
啊，第三个阶段是餐桌的阶段
Now I don't have the luxury to sit down with my father and have him tell me all these things
啊，我没有这样的运气，好像可以跟我的父亲一起在餐桌上来问他。
But I attend a small group and have lunch or the potluck with them, and through this process, I learned a lot.
啊，但是我可以参加小组的聚会。我在小组聚会，我们在吃饭的时候，我可以问很多的问题，我学到了很多。
And it's still not enough for me to come to Jesus.
啊，但是即使这一切都还不足以让我来接受主耶稣。
Until few weeks in 1977.
啊，直到在1977年
I don't know what happened. For the few Sundays, they keep singing the same two songs over and over again.
在那有几个主日的时候，他们一直在不停的重复两首诗歌。
And one is the old rugged cross.
一个是古旧十字架。
Another one is how great thou art.
另外一个是你真伟大。
I don't know why. When this song is sang, tear running down from my cheek.
我不知道是为什么，但是当我听到这两首诗歌的时候，泪水流下。
And my interpretation is this is the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那我的理解是，这是圣灵在做感动的工作。
And then I baptized on that Easter Sunday.
在那一年1977年的复活节，我受洗归入主的名下。
So back to our subject.
我们再回到我们今天的一个主题。
And we know that Jesus befriended with prostitutes.
我们看到主耶稣其实他也跟妓女有做朋友。
And Jesus befriended with tax collectors.
他也跟税吏来做朋友。
And homosexual behavior is one kind of spiritual sickness.
我们看到同性恋者他们其实也是属灵的疾病的一种。
So we have to treat these people as people.
我们也对待他们要像正常的，我们要对待他们。
And we have to realize that church is a hospital for the spiritual sick.
我们要看到我们教会其实就是我们属灵有疾病的人的一个医院。
And Jesus is the great physician.
耶稣是最大的大医生。
And all of us are nurses.
我们所有的在座的大家，我们弟兄姐妹。
And nurses are very important.
其实护士也是很重要的。
And during the Crimean War, the wounded soldier looked at Florence Nightingale and said, I see Christ in you.
那我们再到在战争当中那些受伤的人，他们看到南丁格尔的时候，他们就说：“我在你的眼中，我们看到了主耶稣。”
So we have to love sinner but hate sin.
我们要爱罪人，尽管我们要恨无罪。
So we know that this society is very influential society.
我们知道这个社会是一个很充满了各种影响力的社会。
And Brother John Young told me he went to West Coast and visit the campus of Stanford University.
那江阳弟兄有一次告诉我，他去西海岸去旅行的时候，他到了斯坦福大学的校园。
And then he saw two pair of sculpture right at the middle of the campus.
他在那个校园当中正中间的地方，他看到有两组的雕塑。
Nothing extraordinary and nothing lewd about it.
没有什么好像等特别的。
Very beautiful.
但是非常非常漂亮。
Two men sit together holding hands.
两个男，那个雕像是两个男人坐在一起。
Two women sit together holding hands.
那另外的是两个女人坐在一起，然后是。
Looks very innocuous.
看上去好像是
没有害处，
没有害处的。
But think about that. If you walk around the campus every day and passing by these sculptures.And eventually you will accept this kind of lifestyle as normal.
但是你想象一下，如果你整天在校园里面都看到这样的雕塑的时候，你慢慢的就会接受这样的生活方式。
And Brother George also told me a story 2 weeks ago.
那 George 弟兄在两个星期也跟我讲了这样的一个故事。
And he says that the school sometimes invite very powerful, eloquent speaker to the school auditorium and talk to the kids.
在我们这里很多学校他们经常也会请一些非常有口才的人到学校的礼堂来对年轻人说话。
And teach them that this kind of lifestyle is okay.
来告诉他们说同性恋这样的生活方式其实是可以接受的。
It's nothing wrong. Ask your parent to accept you.
他们告诉学生说其实这没有什么错的，可以让你的父母来接受你们。
So young men and young women, I would like to warn you that you have to make a spiritual discernment.
这年轻人不论是男孩子还是女孩子，我们提醒你们，你们要有这样的属灵的辨识力。
Eloquence cannot substitute truth.
这样的辩才口才没有办法取代真理。
You know what C.S. Lewis said? We have two attitudes toward the devil.
你知道 C.S. Lewis 他关于我们对于罪恶的有两个态度的说法吗？
And actually it's a wrong attitude.
其实是这个错误的一个态度。
One is ignore him totally.
这两个错误的态度，第一的话就是完全的忽略。
Another one is to develop an interest in Satan.
那另外一个就是对这些罪恶的事情好像保持一个好奇心。
And you may argue, we are Christians, how come we are interested in Satan's business?
也许你可能会很奇怪，我们是基督徒，我们怎么会对撒旦的这些事情会有任何感兴趣的呢？
Do you know why? When you're facing an eloquent speaker.
但是你知道吗？当你面对一个非常有口才的一个讲员的时候，
When you're facing all friends agree that this is the right thing to do.
啊，当你在你的同学、朋友面前，他们都同意这是一个可以接受的事情的时候。
And your stand become shaken.
啊，那你的立场可能就开始动摇。
At that moment, you have to go back to the Bible.
在那个时候，你要回到圣经当中。
Nothing can substitute truth.
没有任何事情可以取代神的真理。
Let us recap what we talk about today.
好，让我们来重新回顾一下我们今天所探讨的。
First of all, we know that the Bible considers homosexuality as a hideous sin.
啊，我们第一，我们看到圣经认为同性恋是一个非常可怕的罪。
And this is also recorded on your bulletin.
啊，这个啊，我们这个也在你的周报上面有记录。
And Christians must take a firm stand and take position as the light and salt of the society.
啊，我们基督徒，我们要成为世界的真光，成为世界的光和做光做盐的话，我们就要在这些事情上表达我们的立场。
And we cannot deny that acceptance of this new lifestyle is today's social mood.
啊，我们没有办法否认。在现今的社会当中，好像对同性恋的接受好像是一个大家都很习惯的。
So what this means is this is a spiritual warfare.
所以对我们来说，这是一个属灵的征战。
And as a Christian, we go against the tide.
啊，所以我们在这样的情况下，我们要能够来打这场仗。
But the Bible promised me that we are going to triumph in the end.
啊，圣经也告诉我们说，我们最后会要战胜这一切。
And then we also accuse Christian prohibition is viewed as intolerant.
啊，很多人也可能他们会指责基督徒说，你们这个所有的禁止的事情，代表着你们是一个不包容的人。
And I already explained to you this is a faulty logic.
啊，但是其实我已经刚才跟大家解释了，这其实是逻辑是完全没有道理的逻辑。
And then the Bible view on homosexual behavior is very, very clear.
啊，我想我们大家都很清楚，圣经关于同性恋的观点都是非常非常清晰。
Not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament.
不单只在旧约中有明确的观念，在新约当中也有明确的观念。
And then we have to realize that homosexuality is more than just a personal issue. It is also concerning the survival of a nation and civilization.
而且最后我们要能够意识到的，同性恋也不单只是一个个人的问题，它也会跟我们社会的存亡有关系。
Because you know that humanism is a ideology to elevate man.
啊，我们知道人本主义、人文主义其实就这样的一个思潮，要那个提升人的地位。
And secularism is to downgrade God.
啊，那这个世俗主义其实就是要把神降下来。
And spiritual hardness is to disregard judgment and authority.
啊，那这里属灵的一个心理的刚硬，就是我们来啊忽略我们的要所要面临的这个审判。
And this leads to today's moral relativism.
啊，这也带来了我们现在我们所面临的道德的相对论。
And people no longer believe there's an absolute truth.
啊，那这个在这样的情况下，没有谁在相信绝对的真理。
And homosexuality is not just a particular sin.
而且同性恋也不只是好像某一种罪。
More importantly, it's a gateway to the inextricable spiral downward to total disintegration of the civilization.
啊，这样的一个罪，它其实会带来的是好像没有办法所避免的一个。这个属灵的生命的往下。
And we can see hell breaks out everywhere.
我们看到地狱的门会打开。
We see violence.
啊，会有暴力。
We see cold blood murder.
啊，会有冷血的谋杀。
They murder parents, children, and teachers.
啊，不论是对父母、学生或者是老师。
And a random shooting in the mall.
啊，或者是在商场里面这个盲目的射击。
And all this happened in just few weeks.
啊，所有这些事情都可能就在几个星期间发生。
And then we have to point out that homosexual behavior leads to self-destruction.
啊，我们最后我们同样的也要提醒大家的，其实同性恋会带来的是自我的一个毁灭。
And gay is not that gay.
啊，其实同性恋没有任何值得快乐的。
Finally, the Bible truth needs to be taught in the church.
好了，最后我们知道我们圣经的真理要在教会中被教导。
Before you become a light and salt of the world, you better start from your family.
啊，当你要想成为这个世界的盐，做盐做光的时候，你先要从家庭做起。
Teach your children by instillation.
啊，要在家庭中呢对孩子有教导，
一点一滴，
一点一点的教导。
Yeah, because it's very important.
Yeah, 因为这是非常重要的。
It's my prayer for hope that the family will be guarded by the grace of God.
啊，我们这是我的祷告，愿我们每个的家庭都是属神来带领的。
So that the whole church, using families as unit, may bring glory to God.
啊，所以我们的教会是由我们所有的家庭来组成，也可以把荣耀带给我们的神。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
Your word is the absolute truth.
你的话语是绝对的真理。
And nothing can substitute truth.
没有任何东西可以取代真理。
So may this church be a truth-seeking church.
愿我们的教会是一个追寻主你的真理的教会。
And we build ourselves up through the very basic things.
能够让我们建造我们自己，从最基础的基本的事情上建造我们自己。
I pray that next year we will have a Sunday school, and I pray that many people have the interest to come.
啊，我也祷告，我们明年我们教会会有逐日学。我也祷告，我们有很多的弟兄姐妹，更多的弟兄姐妹，他们有兴趣来参加我们的逐日学。
Because gospel not only change what we do, but change what we want to do.
啊，我想福音不但是改变我们所做的，也改变我们以后想要做的。
May all of us have this kind of spiritual appetite.
啊，让我们所有的弟兄姐妹都有这样属灵的胃口。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.